This is Kip Stube here at the Studio 7 headlines for Tuesday, November 3rd, 2015. The Zimbabwe Republic Police presses criminal charges against three journalists from the state-controlled Sunday Mail newspaper for publishing an article implicating an unnamed senior police officer in the cyanide poisoning of over 60 elephants in Wanga National Park. They are being accused of peddling falsehoods. The grain marketing body's failure to pay farmers for their produce is making it difficult for farmers to start preparing for the 2015-2016 agricultural season. And in the economic section today, we are looking at new airlines that are competing for customers with Air Zimbabwe. Many have come in the past and failed. We look at viability within the airline industry. Stay tuned for these stories and more coming up on Studio 7 at 7:30 p.m. on 909 Metam Wave and on the 4930 and 5940 shortwave frequencies. Please check us out on Facebook. We are also on WhatsApp and Twitter. Today on Live Talk, our host on the Youth Connection will be talking with listeners and experts about a new program by unemployed graduates in the country to use their skills in their communities. Stay tuned.